I'd like to call the Central Marin Sanitation Agency special meeting to order. Join me in the pledge to allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Certainly. Commissioner Borstein?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Gaffney?
Here.
Mr. Hilmer?
Here.
And Mr. Dean Giovanni?
Yes.
Two houses, okay. Open period for public participation. I don't see any public here, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay, item four is a nationwide retirement solutions post-employment health plan. And we've got two resolutions here. And this is kind of a technical matter, just to approve these.
Would you like a little background, or do you just want to consider it?
Dean, let's see, Dan and Dean might not have a lot of background on this. Do you, Dan?
I have some, but
I was here at the meeting.
Okay,
we discussed.
So real quick, so in during labor relations negotiations in 2009 and 10, we established a different, you know, retiree medical program for, you know, employees that retired after July 1st, 2010, and we called that a medical after retirement account. So that was negotiated with the unrepresented employees and the represented employees, integrated with the MOU and the agency's personnel policies, and that medical benefit is where the agency will contribute 1.5% of an employee's annual salary to a trust fund. So that is managed by an off-site administrator, so that when that employee does retire, they could seek reimbursement for eligible medical expenses from the trust fund. Mm-hmm. So that was approved by the board, the employee groups. It was, you know, enacted. And then shortly after that, CMSA contracted with Operating Engineers Local 3 to participate in their trust. And they had, you know, they have administrator, they have attorneys, all these different people that perform different types of activities for the trust. So from our perspective, what we did is we just started contributing the 1.5% of payroll every pay period to the trust fund. In addition to that, there was a fee that we paid separately to the trust fund administrator. And then when we had new employees, you know, start with the agency, they received, you know, the health and savings trust documentation and the plan, and we signed them up for the trust. And that was the extent of what we did. And in the plan documents, which we just discovered recently, that we are supposed to be receiving an annual statement of each employee's, you know, value of their accounts, and the employees were also supposed to receive, you know, annual statements. So everything went forward, and we implemented our piece, and we thought everything was fine. And then when an employee separated from the agency and went to Novato Sanitary, that employee was the first participant in the MAR program at the agency back in 2010. Novato Sanitary also participates in the same program using the same OE3, you know, trust, the same administrator. So when the employee left earlier this calendar year, he contacted the administrator, Zenith, and asked for, you know, some information about his trust fund balance, and they couldn't provide it to him. So Novato Sam started looking into that. They contacted us, so we started looking into it. I briefed the board on it. And what we discovered, in short, was that the trust fund administrator hadn't provided the agency with any information since 2010, or any of the employees who were members of the trust since 2010. And when Novato Sand asked for that accounting or auditing for all of their members' account balances, they didn't receive it from the administrator. And then we followed up and asked for the same information, and we didn't receive it from the administrator. So we were troubled by this. We brought it to the board. We received direction from the board to identify another provider for, you know, the MARA benefit, and we received other direction. So moving forward, we've kept the board briefed, and as I reported out at the last meeting and in the email I sent, that has moved forward very positively. We're about to contract with Nationwide Retirement Solutions to provide the administration services for a trust. We've issued the withdrawal notice to OE3. They've accepted that, and the withdrawal date is August 15th of this year. There isn't a fee for the withdrawal. And one thing we did learn is that they will only transfer the funds from their trust to another qualified plan. What we initially thought was maybe they could transfer it to, you know, a separate account that we set up while we found another plan, but they wouldn't do that. So we accelerated, you know, finding a different service provider. And that was Nationwide, and you approved that at the last meeting. So we also asked OE3 for an auditing of all our employees' accounts, and they couldn't provide that, and their attorney said they wouldn't provide it. Then recently, our employees that are members of, you know, that program, they did receive their account information from Zenith, the OE3 Trust Administrator. So that was good news. So we've moved the process forward, and now we have, you know, various agreements and plan documents and other required documents in place and ready to sign and send to Nationwide to establish it. And they informed us last week, as I noted to you all in the email, that they have to have the two resolutions adopted by the board to approve participation in the plans and authorize staff to sign all the various documents to move this forward. So in the staff reports, I've identified what all the documents are that are part of our participation in the plan. And you'll see there's a lot of documents, and there's specific documents for collectively bargained employees, serve as represented by SEIU. Then there's identical documents for the unrepresented employees or that aren't in any bargaining units. So before you today is just two resolutions, and they're identical essentially except for the title, that authorize agency to participate in the plan for both employee groups and authorizing me to sign all the documents listed in the staff report. So our recommendation is to pass the two resolutions and authorize me to sign the documents.
Any questions by the board?
So to make sure we don't run into this issue again, who is make sure that we're going to get quarterly or annual reports from them, because that's sort of put all the red flags up on this last
That's a great idea. Like, they won't give us the reports, but what about a confirmation that the reports were sent or something by?
Well, in the last contract, we were, as the agency, we were supposed to get it and the employees. We never got anything. But and follow up, in addition to that, who is actually have fiduciary responsibility for this account? Is it us, really?
You know, all the responsibility is with the employees, and from the agency's research that Nationwide provides a very high-level customer service. They do have a website with employee interface. The employees can go in there and actually manage the investments in their account and check their account balances. Ken, who's done all the research and had a lot of interface with Nationwide, can answer any specific questions about, you know, reporting and what's available. But really, the responsibility after we make the payments and set everybody up is with the employee and the administrator.
Okay.
But Ken, could you answer the question? Do we receive any type of a report, or is it?
There will be statements that we receive from the employer's point of view, the employer statements, and then the employee also receives quarterly statements, as well as the online service that Jason talked about. Right. So you can check your balance at any time, and then they can also manage the investments, which is a neat thing, but they can have the aggressive ones or the conservative ones or whatever they choose to use.
So it's an employee-managed account?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question. Just following up on that, what would be an appropriate way to communicate with this board that things are okay periodically?
What would be the appropriate way for what the board to monitor?
For us to get information that we know that our action.
Well, we could just. Technically, we could just put it in, you know, our computerized maintenance management system that, you know, a work order is going to get generated once a year that will remind us to provide the board an update.
Okay. So we could do that. Are you a participant in this program?
No, because I was hired before 2010.
Are you, Ken?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, then you, so you can check and say, yes, everything is, appears fine.
I certainly will be doing that.
If once a quarter you're getting a report, it's probably not a huge report.
That's correct. Because it's like 20%.
Just include it as a, for your reference in a board package. And once a quarter, we...
Yeah, if the board wants to see that, we could definitely add that quarterly report. It's the information item.
It's in there.
Sure.
That's the easiest.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. One is, what if the trust fund isn't adequate? Do we then have to supplement it as CMSA?
Our requirement through the negotiations, we contribute 1.5%.
And that's it?
That's it. Okay. Employee managers of their accounts, so like as Ken mentioned, they picked all these very, very aggressive investments, and when they retired, it was pretty low. That was their decisions, their actions, and it was their responsibility to manage that. Our responsibility is to contribute the 1.5% of annual salary.
So that, in other words, that completely fulfills our post-employment health.
That's right.
Okay.
Tom had mentioned that you were saying that the Teamsters had kicked in some money to somewhere about something.
Remember, we were worried about, we've contributed, say, $1,500 per employee, and they get a reckoning, and it's, because of the fees, $1,200 or something. Has everybody been made whole or better?
We have. We have an accounting of how much we've contributed for each employee.
Yes.
And we've contributed, or we paid the fees on the side to OE3. OE3 should not have been taking any monies for fees out of an employee's account, because we were paying those, by payroll pay period, to people, to OE3 on the side. So in OE3, from a few of the employees gave us copies of their statements, and it appeared that there was, like a 10% rate of return that added. But we don't know exactly if it was 10% or if it's for all the employees. But for the handful that we saw, that was the appearance.
A 10% rate of return?
10% rate of return?
Through their investments?
It would appear that way. Believe that. They just put it on there to show that there was interest earnings.
They've been more than made whole. They've had earnings.
Yeah, so I mean, worst case would be their account should be what we put in.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. And then if there's any positive earnings, it should be better than that, right? And the fees we paid separately, mm-hmm. so that wouldn't be deducted from their.
So we pay 1.5% plus the fees.
Yeah.
And what's the new fee going to be? Is it
$1? It's $30 per employee per year. So we'll pay that to Nationwide on the side. Then the employee there's a fee for the balance. There's a small percent, a fraction of a percent for the balance in their account. And that does come from their account.
Okay.
And that'll change over time, especially when they actually retire, they'll still have that fee that will come from their account.
So we pay 1.5% plus $30 per employee.
And that's a lot less than what we were paying to OE3.
Okay.
That was 7% of the 1.5%.
All right.
Do we have any idea that the reason they were so helpful in letting us switch was because maybe they got, a hand in the cookie jar, and they don't want us to make a big fuss about it?
They didn't communicate anything to us. It was just hard just to get, correspondence from them.
It's all from the attorney. There's no communications with them at all. It's all through the attorney. So. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, so any other discussion?
I'm happy you were able to quickly resolve it.
Yeah, it's worked out really well. Nice to recognize Ken for all his diligence and following up on things.
Another advantage of doing joint projects and sharing with other agencies is you get to find out things.
Yeah.
2 years before it was a problem. Okay, anybody care to make a motion?
I move that.
I guess we should do one at a time.
Yeah, that'd be good, thank you.
I move that we approve resolution number 315 to establish post-employment health plans with Nationwide Retirement Solutions.
Second.
Second? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Same thing, I move that we adopt resolution number 316 to establish post-employment health plans with Nationwide Retirement Solutions.
I'll second that, sir.
Second? Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, they pass unanimously.
Great, thank you.
You need us to sign these today?
All reports by Commissioner's General Manager.
I'll save my report for the September meeting with the full board here.
Same with us. Okay, our next scheduled meeting is September. We've got a meeting. Don't we have a meeting?
Committee.
Okay.
Yeah, we have an ad hoc committee.
September 12th, 2017. Meeting is adjourned.
Good job.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for.